The United States is pledging millions of dollars to help the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan clean up an anthrax test site in the Aral Sea. It's the latest effort by Washington to help former Soviet states deal with the legacy of the Soviet Union's germ warfare program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has a report.
The Bush administration is expected to spend up to $6 million to decontaminate Vozrozhdeniya Island, often described as the largest anthrax burial site in the world. It was once a major biological testing site for the Soviet Union. Because of irrigation and environmental degradation, the Aral Sea has been shrinking. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher expressed concern that a land bridge has formed.
It's important to clean up facilities everywhere, but particularly somewhere that was a little more isolated in the past.
Boucher says the U.S. ambassador to Uzbekistan signed an agreement with the Uzbek government in Tashkent yesterday to deal with potential hazards. U.S. scientists who have surveyed Vozrozhdeniya Island have found live anthrax spores. Jonathan Tucker, a bioweapons expert at the Monterey Institute for International Studies, says cleaning up the spores is an ambitious task. The Russians have tried it.
They tried to decontaminate the spores with bleach, and this was apparently a very virulent and rugged form of anthrax that was specifically developed by the Soviet Union as a weapon, and hence the spores actually survived exposure to bleach, which is normally enough to kill them.
Tucker says the danger is not only that terrorists could get their hands on the anthrax, there's also a public health risk.
There's no particular security on the island, so at least it's conceivable that terrorists could have access to it. There's also been some preliminary prospecting for oil on the island, and that raised concerns that if there was drilling, it could stir up some of the contaminated dust, which could then blow across to the mainland and expose people there.
The United States, under the so-called Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, has been cleaning up nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons facilities in the former Soviet Union. The Monterey Institute's Sonia Ben-Wagram worked in Kazakhstan, tightening security in facilities that house diseases like the plague.
They did the accounting in books, and they would write with pencil. So it's very difficult to track the movement of strains in these conditions. That's why it is very important that you use a computerized system with barcodes, with a limited access to the rooms, but also the fridges where the strains are maintained.
The Bush administration may find it easier to proceed with cleanup projects now that Uzbekistan is an ally in the U.S. war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.